Hello, my name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the president and founder of Life Equals Art, as well as a hybrid artist, and I'm here in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, with the president and owner of SK Grimes, Adam. Adam, say hi.
Hello, everybody.
We have just finished an exhausting revamp of one of my lenses, which we will talk about in a few moments. But first off, let's get a little bit of what SK Grimes is. Adam, could you give me a little bit of a background and history of what SK Grimes is and offers?
Yep. SK Grimes was started about 6 years ago by Steve Grimes. It originally started in his basement in Rentham, Massachusetts, but after a year of designing his own website, the company expanded to grossly huger sizes and ended up being kicked out of his basement and into an actual shop in Woonsocket, Rhode Island.
We all know how that is.
Yeah. So for about 6 years now, we've been fabricating components for photographers, anything from threaded rings to full camera systems. A little bit more history about SK Grimes. After moving to Woonsocket, Steve ended up hiring me in about 2003, I believe, shortly after he ended up passing away. We decided to keep the company going since there's still obviously a real need for this type of work within the industry. And,
right.
And figured we should keep it going.
Well, and this is one of the reasons why I really wanted to do this interview today, is I feel that so many people out there nowadays, especially in the digital world, they buy a Canon, they buy a Nikon, and it's like, or any company's camera, and they swallow the pill, don the cape, and they feel that every single option available to them only exists within that particular manufacturer's line, and that if it isn't new, it isn't good. And I think that it's important for people to understand that there's a history of great glass. There's a history of wonderful cameras. And what encourages me is to see companies like SK Grimes who are, you know, I mean, I saw those beautiful Coke lenses today that were sitting on the table, and the glass that we worked on, the fact that you provide the facility and services to bring that technology to bear nowadays. Do you find that you've got a lot of people in the digital world coming to you, or is most of your market still an analog base?
Most of it certainly is an analog, but initially, we were actually very nervous about the whole digital movement because we're like, what are our adapters going to do since we're working so much in analog? But we found it's completely the opposite. Because of digital, more and more people actually require adapters to use the old analog equipment with the new digital.
Interesting. Well, I know you also have done a lot of interesting projects. If you want to see a lot of their projects, you can go to their website, which is www.skgrimes, that's G-R-I-M-E-S.com, and there's the What's New, and it's always a fascinating read, because I find that a lot of times I'll look at the site and I'll go, oh, that's interesting, I want one of those. And the case in point is the Holga mount that you did. My second book was all done of Holga images, and I noticed that you fabricated a mount to mount a Holga lens on a Nikon or Canon camera, and also the new Shift Baby, which is sort of a retrofit of the new ever-popular Lens Baby that allows it to have a helical focusing. I mean, those kind of things are fascinating. It must be interesting working on projects like that.
It certainly is. It also is a little overwhelming at times because you're never quite sure what some of our customers are interested in working on. Right now I'm working on a Holga system that allows for a Nikon lens and a Hasselblad system, which allows for a Nikon lens and a Holga lens to be mounted onto the base of it and uses a Copal number 3 shutter.
Wow.
Very similar to the plunger cam.
Right.
And if you've seen that on the web, but a little refined and a little different. But it's also going to be able to use the Lens Baby and a Diana lens that we're mounting into a shift tilt mount.
Wow. So I think anybody who's listening to this audio blog, I'm hoping right now a lot of people's adrenaline is starting to pump, and you start to understand the options that are available to you from a creative standpoint if you're willing to look a little bit. I'd like to talk a little bit about the project that we've been working on now for a little while. As some of you may know, I shoot with a twin lens wide camera made by Peter Gowland. It's a Gowland Flex. And I recently purchased, at Adam's suggestion, a 150mm Schneider & Kreuznach Zenotar f2.8, which was made in 1953. I looked the serial number up. And it's an absolutely fabulous piece of glass. And anybody who's familiar with large format would know that f2.8 is very unusual. And usually fast for a large format lens. And I purchased the lens on eBay and was talking to Adam here at the time about, you know, wanting to send the lens to him to look at the lens, make sure that everything was okay on my purchase, and then talking about putting it into a new shutter, which is what we've been working on today. And it's been a fascinating process. Why don't you talk a little bit about what it means to remount a lens? And this means buying an old lens and mounting a new. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Well, Steve, with your lens, it was currently mounted into a Compure number 2 shutter, which is a vintage shutter, and they don't make replacement parts for it any longer. So we swapped it over into a Copal number 3 shutter, which is a currently manufactured Copal shutter. To do this, what we had to do is make rear and front adapters to allow the lens to relocate onto the Copal number 3 shutter proportional to the overall distances and their relative distance to the aperture. At the same time, we also had to modify the Copal number 3 shutter to allow the adapters to fit and everything to work out, and do the aperture engraving so that the speeds were working. And of course, then came mounting it onto your lens board,
which was interesting.
Which came to be an interesting project.
Now, this is something that I have to mention here. We had this thing all set up, and we took a look at it, and we went, "Wow, the lens board isn't going to work the way we think it's going to work." And so, what did we do? Instead of like saying, "Well, this might not work," we made a lens board. I mean, you sat there, you machined in a lens board, you made it with the threads, and it was kind of like allowing there to be a solution to this project that we had begun, as opposed to, you know, most people go, "Well, you know, this just doesn't fit." Well, there is a way to make it fit. It just might involve some machining. And I think that was something that, for me, was the biggest eye-opener today, was, you know, how you can make a lot of these older technologies. And some of these lenses and some of these systems that we're working with are so beautiful, but yet you can make it fit into your modern-day cameras and modern-day systems. You know, so something that I would recommend that anybody who's a digital photographer listening to this, you know, think about old classic glass. Think about, you know, working with older systems. And if you have something that breaks and it's an older lens, you know, I saw on your website where you've got, where you're cleaning lenses, you know, and actually pulling the elements apart and cleaning them and re-cementing them and putting them back into the barrels. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Complete disassemblies, new iris configurations. And even with some of the older breast lenses, we've had customers bring them in and their apertures and irises are completely shot. And what we'll do is we'll remount those into a more modern barrel from, say, a Nikon or from a Fuji or some other type of lens so that they can still use it with their particular systems.
Right.
So just because the lens is old does not mean that it's dead.
Right. Well, and that's something that, I mean, I've always used, for the most part, classic glass in my own works, or at least as often as I could. And what's nice is that, you know, we were able to take this lens that the glass was great, but the shutter was junk, and, you know, make it work and make it live on now for another 50 years. You know, and that's really neat. And that's something that, you know, I think there's a lot of great buys out there on eBay, and there's a lot of great pieces of equipment that are gathering dust that with a retrofit or a remachining or sort of a rethinking about, you know, how the piece is going to work, could potentially be brought back to life and be used by photographers.
Certainly. And, you know, it's something we always open up our doors, and we have photographers call us all the time and say, "I have this particular lens. I'm thinking about doing this with it. Will that work?" And we're more than happy to sit down and talk about it, or if you want, you know, if they stop by the shop just to look and shoot ideas out. And we're not always trying to just sell a particular product, because really what we are is a service, and we want to be able to help preserve these older lenses, these older techniques, and make them usable in today's society and today's equipment.
So if somebody wants to get in touch with you, the best thing they should do is go to your website, and then maybe look around, see other projects that you've done, and start thinking a little outside of the box. Start thinking outside of a little bit of the format that's being sold to you or the lenses, and start thinking about the possibilities. Holga's, Diana's, old glass, new glass, and all the possibilities of what you can do to further your artwork.
Exactly, yeah.
And when you're here, you know, if you're here as long as, you know, I've been here hanging out today, you know, we can go out to dinner at some point. So the music you're hearing in the background is we're at dinner right now, and we're taking a quick break here and having a bite to eat. But I want to thank you so very much for your time today and for your efforts in really making, you know, this lens possible for me and for my works. And I encourage everybody out there once again to visit SK Grimes. If you're a photographer, if you've got an old lens or something sitting around your shop and you'd like to maybe breathe life into it, into a new system, give them a call. Once again, it's www.skgrimes.com. Adam, thank you so very much.
Thank you very much, Steve.
And have a great night. Stay tuned for new audio blogs coming up within the next couple of days. Thank you very much.